Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
Why are you playing crazy with me? You know I smash your windows. You are watching and listening to the Grown Up Hip Hop Atlanta After Show.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
begin. Hey, we gonna have a good show today. Hey, let's go, Howard, let's go.
What's going on, everybody? You're watching and listening to the Grown Up Hip Hop Atlanta After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV Network. So tonight's episode, we will be talking about Boku, you know, something crazy. Boku and Tammy showing off their singing voices. Bow Wow is in hiding. And of course, Remarkable is still digging herself in this huge hole. We got Miss Conversation Piece back, yes, to give us
Game, yes.
Our fan shout out, and news and gossip, and so much more. But before we get into tonight's episode, let's introduce us, the host. I'm Howard III. Like I said, Miss Conversation Piece is back.
I am back, and I'm ready to talk about it, because if you keep it real with your hoes, you don't get your windows busted. That's how I feel.
Keep it real. Byron K's on the end. Are you keeping it real with your hoes?
Yes, Byron K back in the building. We are keeping it very real, very trill.
Are you sure?
I think so.
Okay.
Okay, well,
I try. It's a process.
Praise them. Well, so let's talk about this jam-packed episode. Episode 10, last one, season finale, called Smash Hit. Our overall thoughts, Miss Conversation Piece, I know you want to get into it.
Oh, yeah. I definitely have smashed some things before. but I just feel like if you keep it honest and real, that would avoid all of that. Like, you don't have to lie. You don't have to play with people's feelings. And when you do, that's where the emotional cloud comes in, and then you get hazy, and then you start breaking stuff. I feel like you just keep it honest.
I agree. I'll just coincide with my phrase that says, please, please, please be truthful. Simple as that. Save your life. Save everything.
Simple as that. I mean, it was a lot going on. Everything was smashing the windows, to Brandon finally admitting, like, he was never in firefighter school. Thank you, Brandon. And then even with DeBrat and Miss Deb and this whole Remarkable thing, like, girl... Yeah. Remarkable is not as humble as we all think she is.
Mm. She is not. Mm-hmm. I'm disappointed in her.
I know. Well, let's kick it off here with Boku. Boku. It's a tough one here. I'm not sure. But I'm gonna call her Boku. So Boku and Tammy are deciding to show off their singing voices. Boku throws a whole new party for her album release or EP, and she is just singing all sexual and stuff.
I love it, and I feel like, you know, it's in her genes to talk about freaky stuff. I mean, I was listening to 12 Play when I was 12, so it is what it is.
Bruh, yeah, she definitely made Drea proud. Like, I was looking at everybody's reactions.
Like, oh, that's my Boku.
I'm like, oh, yeah, she's really feeling this.
Yeah, my mama wouldn't be so proud. I mean, but you got to look at Tammy's mom, too. She was over there twerking and bending over.
That's true.
I mean, if you're entertaining, your mom has to be a little understanding, I think.
I think that Boku's from a very highly sexualized family. Like, even the way Drea moves, like, they all have, like, that sexual type of essence to them. So, yeah. I mean, it just is what it is.
Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, girl, you know, you're expanding. You're an artiste, so you got to do...
She sounded good, though.
She did sound good.
I liked it.
Yeah.
So whether she's an artist or she's a writer, I think she's talented. I think she has longevity.
How old is she again? Because she looks young.
I think she's really young. Like, very young. 19, 20, something like that.
Oh, she just became... She's just now legally able to talk about what she's talking about. Okay. Got it.
Yes, but looks like everybody was liking it, except Miss Deb. You know, Miss Deb was like, oh, no, you didn't say you was going to F me. You didn't say all this stuff. Bruh, trying to be
Miss Deb said, I'm too young for this.
Right.
I got so weak.
Miss Deb was more of the mom than Drea was, I feel like. I mean, it must be something for your mom to be okay with you speaking a certain way or being an artiste versus this being your real persona, because I feel like when we actually talked to her or saw her speaking, you know, just in conversation, hanging out with the girls, she wasn't very sexual. She was very shy.
Yeah.
So this is her outlet, I feel like, and it's passed down through R. Kelly.
Mm. Oh, there we go.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, also we saw that, Remarkable kind of came in there, just a blink of an eye. She didn't want to speak to Deb. Deb didn't want to speak to her. But, you know, she came in there to talk about how she's going to get her trap museum together with her dad and show all his pictures, which I was like, okay.
That's I'm not her trap museum. See. That's T.I.'s trap museum. That's and true. He allowed her to, you know.
It's a pop-up.
Yeah,
it's okay, a pop-up.
Because cool. They have the Trap Museum actually here in L.A. now. So oh, we wow. should go visit. We should go on a field trip. Us three, go on a field trip. But yeah, Remarkable was able to have this moment and, mm-hmm. and have a showcase and have her brother come show up.
Mm-hmm. It was good to see Eric. So I was like, okay. I was wondering if they even spoke or if they was somehow communicating. And I guess they do because, you know, Eric's on the L.A. one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
I was kind of wondering if maybe she got on the show because he already had, like, those ties to the show, so maybe that was maybe a middle ground for her, but that was just me thinking. I don't really know.
Mm-hmm. I could see that. Another thing I love to see was Tammy out there doing her whole thing. I love that she's so like nervous but still wants to get out there and showcase the world like her talent. So I was happy about that. It looks like she was struggling a little bit though in New York because she had to cut her session a good 5 minutes because of the vendor times.
Yeah.
So
the show should go on,
right?
And I think that the way that she has been preparing, like in rehearsal, it is able to make adjustments. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? So when you're prepared, like and you have a set, it's 20 minutes, and they're like, "Oh, now you got to do 15." It's a little bit easier to break it down, but it's very hectic in the moment, I feel like. And I feel like that's where it was. It was like, oh, we're the crowd is here. We have to shut it down 5 minutes. And what do we do now?
Right. Yeah. I think if she had performed a million times, then that wouldn't be an issue. But since she's already dealing with the nerves of just performing, period, like she's a new artist. Mm-hmm. So she already has that pressure on herself and being in a room full of strangers and she's never done that before. And on top of that, now she has to edit her whole performance, cut it in half and switch transitions and stuff. I think all of that combined is what made it nerve wracking for her. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I think she has the heart of a performer. So it's like once she gets on the stage, then none of that matters anymore because once she gets it's comfortable on stage, then like it'll flow. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
I think that's what happened.
Kudos to you, Tammy. Hopefully you can get it together, girl. Keep performing. Maybe do a small little tour by yourself or somebody else. Like, I'd be open to it, you know, seeing what's going around.
I like how her mom was so supportive, too. Like, her mom, like, she knew all the words to her songs, even at rehearsal. Yes. And then, like, when Tammy was nervous, her mom's like, I just want to go over there and just, like, hug her and just be there for her. I'm like, you really real.
I love that. And she would probably be a good backup dancer if one of the backup dancers called in sick. Like, she was really, like, did you see her last episode? She was getting it.
That's what I said. I said, Mama is throwing it back, throwing it down. Like, she ain't playing with y'all.
She get it from her mama.
Okay. She letting y'all know. Somebody who needs to be let known or talked to is Bow Wow. So
he needs some good talking too.
Bow Wow is still in hiding, meaning he's hiding from Corey. It's a whole mess with Bow Wow. He meets up with DeBrat earlier on, and DeBrat's like, listen, boy, you need to chill. Like, get it together. You have all these people who actually like you, but yet you did this thing to Leslie, so now it's going to follow you for your whole entire life. Like, stop dating these kind of girls. And I love that DeBrat speaks to him and tells him, like, the truth, but he never listens. Never.
He doesn't listen. Mm-mm.
He doesn't listen.
He doesn't listen, but this is the thing. You can't help who you're attracted to. I'm attracted to bad boys. I can't help it.
What do you consider a bad boy?
He ain't right. He just do me wrong. Every time he do me wrong, and I just have to dump him.
Then you get a new one.
Yeah.
True.
And I'm like, Bow Wow. I get a new one every, like, so often.
You gotta switch him out.
Yeah.
Like a lease.
No. And then you back in the same spot in this conversation, please.
Yes. That's why I'm single again. Hi, guys.
Since when?
I'm single now.
Oh, okay.
I let him go. I told you 2 weeks ago. It didn't work out.
Oh, okay. Well, there we go. There we go. Well, just so y'all know, Miss Conversation Piece, she is on the market. officially, unofficially, leave a comment, shoot your shot, or
yes,
not.
Yes, you could, but you got to be right, though. You can't be like Lil Bow Wow.
And by being right, you got to be wrong.
No.
Yeah, I mean, you did say you like Bad Boys.
I do, but you got to have a boundaries. Like, you got to
know. What kind of boundary do you need?
Not the line not to cross. You cannot cheat on me. You cannot ignore me and not answer my calls. Like, Bow Wow does not answer her calls or texts. What Very is going true. On there?
That's what keep y'all, though, because no. it keeps y'all interested.
Nope. Because then when I start blowing your phone up like Corey, then you're like, she crazy. No, you're crazy because you didn't answer. Why am I crazy? Because I called 2 times.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
I mean, Bow Wow's doing his best to really just keep his common ground. I wonder if he really just ghosted Corey, and then that's why she was coming off as crazy.
Yeah, that's it.
Because he just really didn't communicate with her. You know, just text her back. That's all she asked
Hello,
for.
Hello, just say I'm in the studio.
Exactly. But when she was calling him at the tattoo shop, when he went to get his tattoo with BT, he could at least answer once and just be like, hey, babe, I'm getting a tattoo. Can I call you back? That's all. Send a quick text. So now she's looking crazy, but he's making her look crazy because he won't talk to her.
Mm-hmm. I think he's trying to make TV. I think he's trying to make good TV. So I think that he knows. The thing about Bow Wow is he tries to, like, create his own narratives in a way. And he thinks he has more control than he really has just in life when it comes to women and his situations and everything. And he think he a player. But like she said, like, he's not a player. He just crush a lot. So he don't really know how to handle these situations. He just do what he think is right. And then it always blow up in his face. And then people just laugh at him.
I don't think he's trying to do it for TV. I think he's really listening to his friends. Like, oh, don't answer the phone for her. She kind of crazy. Mm-hmm. And so why would that's he making her worse.
So why would he listen to his friends when they say don't answer and everything, but he wouldn't listen to his friends when they said don't even talk to her in the first place?
You know what? He needs to figure that out himself. I don't know why Bow Wow is not listening to the right advice. That's not right.
We
do
need
these
to
girls
ask
right. Way. If you treat a girl right, you won't have these problems.
True.
Okay?
And by treating them right, you mean just answer when they call, text back, communicate.
Exactly.
But that's
and
not
then
his girl.
When you're done, you can be done. Like, if you're saying, like, okay, Corey, you know what? This ain't working out. I just have to let you know this isn't working out. You gotta let her know. You can't just be oh, I'm showing up at the party with Angela Simmons and okay. She's looking on the blogs like, oh, where was I at?
Exactly.
At home, waiting on you.
Nope. Mm-hmm. That don't work. You can't tell them it's not working out because they won't break nothing in your car, but they'll take shit out of your car. And then they'll leave. They do some petty shit.
Like take the engine out?
Like, all right, so if you tell a girl, I've heard that if you tell a girl that it's not working out, she'll sneak into your car and take your parking pass that you need to park every single day and $20 from your glove compartment. Like, you know, just little inconvenient petty
I'm
things.
I'm not mad at you, stalker Stacy. I am not mad.
I mean, I heard that's what happens.
I know Stacey did it.
I heard that's what happens, man. It gets real. Like Bow Wow said, damned if you do, damned if you don't. So I do agree with you with that, Bow Wow. You're right.
I guess you treat Stacey better because, listen. Why? How'd she get the key? Oh, you said she broke in?
She got Slim Jim.
I don't know what this girl did to this guy, but it was just crazy. I don't know how she got into his car.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Well, we know that Corey might still be a little bit crazy because she did bust the window out of Bow Wow's car, which I'm actually really glad she thought she knew it was Bow Wow's car, because that'd be something if it was the producer's car or if it was the best friend's car. Like, girl, you just knew that was his car.
She knew because she's been riding in the car.
No, she knew because she put a tracker on it.
You know what?
No, I don't think she's that advanced. She put that.
Bruh, she put out a straight up APB for this man. She went to the club, like, have you seen Bow Wow? Have you seen Bow Wow? Hey, I'm looking for Bow Wow. Like, and then she pulled up on him in the studio within, like, probably 20 minutes. Like, there was no games.
Well, no, the people told her, like, if she would have known from jump, she would have went to the studio from the beginning. She would have never went to the party because he was never at the party.
Yeah, that's why she put out the APB. Mm-hmm. She said he went AWOL.
She wasn't playing. I love how Shania had Bow Wow's back. She was just like, I can't tell you where he's at. I don't know anything. I'm just here with my man. Like, leave me
I'm
alone.
I'm with my man.
Shania's living her best life right now. Ever since she turned 21, it got real.
Exactly. But, you know, Corey knew. And then I still love the best friend. How she was like, you don't know I was there that night.
Ooh.
I was there. Mm-hmm.
She was spying on Bow.
Best friend was there. I saw you with Angela. Well, honey.
But he wasn't booed up with her. It wasn't like they were, like, booed up kissing. He does like Angela, for sure.
He does.
But that's the thing. Like, you can't rush into things. I do know something that I got from my OG male perspective. He said, you are always in an uncommitted relationship before you in a committed relationship. So you have to ride that way first. And it's just all new. So Corey's moving too fast.
Way too fast.
Yeah.
No, she tried to tie down a baller. That's what it was. She just in this industry trying to tie somebody down real quick. It could have been Bow Wow. Could have been Fetty Wap. Could have been Future. She don't care.
Yeah. I feel like if she would have took her time, she could have moved her way in a little better. Like, she could have made friends with BT. Mm-hmm. She could have made friends with the other little friends, Deb, whoever else is around. And she could have, you know, made herself look a little better to mm-hmm. them. And they would have been speaking highly of her versus like, oh, no, Bow. Like, she crazy, she got mugshot, you know. Because I mean, I've done some crazy things, but I was able to explain later, like, it wasn't me, it was like a misunderstanding, and then they loved me after.
Okay.
Have you ever done anything crazy, Howie?
I
haven't done nothing crazy. I don't need to.
I don't think I would have the energy for it. I would just...
You know what? Now, I do feel like that. Like, it's a lot of energy to put into, like, finding somebody, like, stalking them and looking through their Instagram, then showing up to where they at. It's a lot of energy. So, I do agree with that.
See, I don't stalk that way. But if we first start talking, I'm all through your Instagram just seeing all the pictures and stuff. So, I'd be seeing pictures from, like, 62 weeks ago. Like, oh, that's what you used to look like 62 weeks ago.
Okay.
So it's a different type of stalking, but it's not like the I'm about to come find you.
Well, somebody who did need to become found was remarkable in her remarkable quotes she's been saying. So she keeps singing herself into this huge hole. She's thinking, you know, after she met up with her brother Eric at the Trap Museum, Eric told her, like, listen, girl, go talk to Deb, go talk to Brett. These are pioneers. These are OGs. Like, you need to respect them. So here she is showing up at the showcase for Debrat and Deb's artist, and it just really goes all the way to the left because Remarkable is like, I don't really need the help. I don't really need boot camp. Like, girl, we didn't really know who you were. Even Deb said, it was like, I didn't know you from a can of paint. Then I brought Debrat in here, and she didn't know you from a can of paint. But now you don't need our boot camp? Like,
right, and if your brother is even telling you, like, what advice can you get? Like, you have this management team that doesn't know what they're doing. Your brother is a little more seasoned than you. I guess he's older, and he's just a little more seasoned. So he's giving you the advice, and you take the advice, and you go show up, and you still don't know how to, like, have the conversation with these people to make them want to help you. Mm-hmm. They don't have to help you, period.
Exactly.
Honestly, I think she's trying to manage herself in a way, at least her image, because she's on TV, so she's trying to maintain this type of TV image, because I think that, honestly, she's smart, so I think she's looking at the long game, so she's looking like, okay, what is this show going to do for me now, and then how can I build into my future? So anything that happens on this show that doesn't align with what she already thought she wanted it to be like headed in, she's not with it. So she probably thought she was going to come in and like, oh yeah, the boot camp thing came around. Well, since I'm a star in the show too, they just going to let me ride this wave and bang, bang. But they're like, nah, we don't care if you on the show. You still got to be just like all these other hopefuls. So I think that because that didn't align with her strategy, now she feels some type of way. And she's like, I got to protect my brand on TV. So it's kind of ego at this
point.
But
you have no brand. We have heard no songs. You have no radio play. BT is not playing you. He about to play Tammy's record, not your record. Well, so what's going on?
If she didn't have a brand then, she has one now. Even if it's a small brand, even if it's a brand that people don't really care about, she has a brand.
But who's going to play the record?
Who knows? But it's exposure, though. That's the point. I bet you she gained a bunch of followers just from being on this show.
I mean, true. And it said in the blogs that she was just trying to not be on the boot camp or be in the boot camp because they're trying to do a spinoff show. And she didn't want to do the spinoff show.
So for Deb and Brett. Okay.
Apparently, they're trying to do, you know, the Deb and Brett boot camp.
She should have negotiated
that. And she didn't want to do that. She didn't want to be a part of this.
Her manager don't know what to do.
You know, she got 50-11 people, so.
Yeah, and apparently they were all attacked by Brett.
Exactly.
I would feel like the smart thing to do would be align yourself with the Brat and Deb before all of this happens. That way you're in there and you're kind of like the seasoned veteran, like, oh, this is our star, mm-hmm. and everybody else is kind of looking up to you versus like, oh, I don't want to do this.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And she doesn't even know if she didn't do, like, she could do the boot camp and that could happen. They can say, you're number one.
They were looking for her. Yeah. Like, they were literally, it was a crowd full of people and mm-hmm. they were like, where's Remarkable? And see? She didn't show mm-hmm. up.
See?
Mm-hmm. Remarkable. Oh, and she showed up late with the drama, mm-hmm. whatever.
It'd be your own ego.
We're rooting for you, Remarkable. We're all rooting for you.
Oh, no.
Get a ticket. Oh. I guess not Byron.
I don't know. We'll see.
And then one person who might need to be rooted for is Brandon. You know, he finally confessed and said, hey, I'm not really in firefighter school. I was just looking at books. Like, he wasn't really not taking the classes. Not really. I didn't even know how he met up with the captain because I'm like, you're just looking
up. You're just looking at the books. Because he met him at the field trip.
That's what it is.
But then, this is the thing. The captain didn't know he was lying all along.
Right.
And I'm done with Brandon. I just want him to do right because you were in a great position. Mm-hmm. Deb loved you. She brought you into the home. There was no reason to lie to her. There was no reason.
None at all.
And now you're giving your, you know, the spiel to the lieutenant. He's looking at you like, huh, what?
First off, how did that even get set up? Like, why did he feel the need that he had to bring the fire marshal in to talk to him about it?
Because he wants to get into the academy still.
Okay, so that's his way in? Oh, okay, well, that's it. Then that's cool. Because, like, I thought if he was just trying to, like, repent and ask for forgiveness, he could have just did that in
to
private.
The family,
which,
yeah.
Well, with them and then with Jesus and just called it a day. But he had to pull the dude on live TV and just be like, hey, man, I'm lying to everybody.
Exactly.
It's like, I have to do
he
that.
He said he was doing it for the wrong reasons. He wants to help people and he wants to save people.
I don't know. I think that his time when, all right, so for this particular instance, I feel like he knew that his time when the show was coming to an end, so he pulled a wild card, like, you know what, I want some more camera time. Let me go get the fire marshal real quick, and hey, WeTV, tape this real quick. I think mm-hmm. that was it, because technically, I feel like he was off the show when he left that table.
Yeah, the family everybody. Isn't going to tape with him anymore.
Yeah.
He should have admitted it then, just the same way he admitted it to the lieutenant. He could have been like, hey, I really want to do this. I didn't know really the steps to take, and I'm kind of like researching it, but I'm very interested in it.
But it's weird because he really just exploited himself on TV. Like, for what?
No longevity for him.
He's looking crazy. And then he said he was going to pop up at the showcase. I don't know if production stopped that or what, because I didn't see him at the showcase.
They cut him out.
Okay, maybe he was there.
Walker would have dragged him again.
That's very true.
He would have rolled him.
Yeah.
They
rolled him.
Well, is there any last minute things that you guys wanted to touch on? Anything that I might have missed here?
No. Honestly, I was really fucking with Tammy's performance. Like, she went hard.
Yeah, I like
she went
that.
In.
She did.
Like, the fact that she just came out and she was so human with it, because I was thinking before she even hit the stage, if she's just, like, real with everybody, then they're going to love her anyways. Mm-hmm. And that's how she was. She's like, look, y'all, I'm nervous. My first time out here doing this. I wish Waka was with me. All of that. And they loved her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a way to connect with the audience. I feel like whenever you're true to yourself, mm-hmm. that's how you build that connection.
Mm-hmm. Build a connection, baby. One thing we are about to build is this game from the ground up. Well, Miss Conversation did.
Oh, yes.
And
guess who said it?
Segment.
I ain't gonna lie, I didn't really pay that much attention this time.
Oh, well, that means it's gonna be a close one. All right, let's play Guess Who Said It. You guys, if you are paying attention, you can play along in the live chat or in the comments. Just let me know who said it. Mm-hmm. All right, let's see. What am I going to say?
Don't be cheating, Byron. Don't be
looking at
the
paper. You always hit yours. As soon as you see me reach for mine, you reach for yours, even if you don't even know. I hit that. I be watching these shows, y'all. If you think I'm going to hit it, he hits it. Go ahead.
I'm starting to think you might be hard to date.
Bow Wow's mom.
You know that. Oh, he was paying attention.
A mess.
Okay, that's one for Byron. Helping people is what makes me happy.
Is it DeBrat?
Yeah!
Yes!
I was rooting for you, Howard. Yes. We saw potential in you day one.
Go ahead.
Wasn't it Deb? Was it Miss Deb?
It was DeBrat.
Yes! It was DeBrat again?
Dang it.
Got it wrong. Okay. Two for Byron, one for you.
Good job with the point, too.
Howard, okay. let's say, it's hard to pick.
She got a bunch of them.
I got so many. Keep a lock on the door.
I want to say BT.
I want to say Tammy.
No, it was Bow Wow.
Oh,
so neither one okay. of you guys got shoot. It.
Oh, well, dang. That's how you really feel, Bri?
So she been to jail a couple of times.
That's BT.
Yes! Go Howard! Okay, one more. You guys are tied, right? Okay, this is the last one. Let me see what I'm going to pick. You are a new artist, so you have to step outside. You don't want that bad rap.
She didn't even finish the sentence.
Little Eazy-E.
Yeah!
Didn't even finish the sentence.
He got it! Okay!
I don't think my buzzer worked the first two times.
Oh my gosh.
All right, so Byron, he took it away. But you were a great contender.
I was good this time.
Yes, you were good this time. So take it away with the news and gossip.
My gosh. Before Well, let's get into this news and gossip, boo. So we have Miss Deb, who was doing an interview talking about how she used to manage French Montana. Mm. You know, the rapper. You know, he was with Bad Boy. Miss Deb was in there. And she also spoke about how she had to take him to court because he didn't want to pay her. Yes. So there was a video talking about that situation. And she just pretty much lays it all out there. We're pulling it up right now for you, but it's pretty much a one-on-one video about her speaking about this whole situation. So take a look and a listen.
Ooh. I got French Montana ordered to pay Waka Flocka's mom, Deb Annie, that's me, $2 million for old management deals. French is actually the first artist that I ever took to court, which I would have never taken him to court except on Hot 97, he said some slick that made me have to come back at him. And that's why he's being served on a platter.
Ooh. You can't be talking stuff on the internet or on the radio. Okay.
Gotta watch your mouth.
You would go to court. Okay.
And then next we have it's something that Miss Conversation found. Piece about R. Kelly.
I found some information on R. Kelly. He's reportedly suffering from an STD. This is according to his medical records. His lawyers have an interesting defense, however. They are saying that the incurable STD, which happens to be herpes, he's maybe passed it around to the ladies that he's been sleeping with.
Ooh.
And what's more worrying in the situation is that he's just carelessly spreading it, and these ladies have no clue. But now that it's out there, they have no choice but to know. And so this is, you know, coming into a situation where they're going to sue him for that, along with the criminal defamation that he's been doing as far as, like, just sleeping with underage girls.
Yeah.
So this is just, I just want R. Kelly to do better. You know what I mean? I don't know if it's to the point of no return at this point. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, he's passed it along to several women.
Ooh.
But he also had his lawyers present a video. And this was from, let's see, David Lee Roth, who is a famous rocker, who had a video where he was speaking to a late night talk show host saying about how groupies basically are attracted to these high profile celebrities, and they throw themselves at these men. So the men aren't held accountable because the women are fully willing to give themselves sexually to these men, whether it's protected sex, unprotected sex, they're just want to be around. Mm. So does the men that they're having sex with, do they have, like, the, you know, do they need to be reprimanded? Because the women want to be around. Do you feel like that? Do you feel like they should be held accountable?
Yeah, there's still a level of self-discipline and humanitarian discipline that goes into anything that you do. Like, you got to think about yourself and other people. That's just human.
Mm-hmm.
But these women want it. They're backstage, like, R. Kelly, can I get it?
Well, how many of them would want it if they willingly knew that he was passing out STDs? Like
they
Halloween
want that
candy.
Money.
Well, there you go. If they want the money, then that's what it is.
What
I guess go catch your STD and sue R. Kelly after, if
Lord
that's what you
Jesus.
Want.
But no. I think that's what's happening. So, yeah, it's a sad story. R. Kelly, I hope, you know, we find that he's not guilty, but I think he is.
Yeah.
Yuck.
Moving on to something a little bit lighter, we're going to go into our fan shout-outs here.
Man.
You know, we love y'all.
It's
we
that
respect
time.
Y'all. So, Byron K., let them know what the fans are
Absolutely.
Talking about.
We love y'all a lot. And we're going to read a few of these right now. The first one is from Rashandra Powell. Welcome back. She said, Angela might be great for Bow Wow, but he's not great for her. Angela and Romeo make more sense. Romeo is more mature and has things going. They'd be more of a mutual blend. But I think Angela is also trying to break away from her type in men and trying to find her own way right now. Reason why she don't give either much play. That's very profound.
But she didn't give Yo Gotti play. You know, he put her in the song, like, I got a crush on Angela Simmons. She didn't date him.
Yeah,
and he got money.
But maybe he's not her type.
But Romeo, Bow Wow, like... Wow.
Yeah, I mean, they were both childhood heartthrobs. I don't know if...
Yo Gotti is like a thug. She like thugs.
Oh, well. I don't know. I mean, she like Romeo.
Did
I mean,
she?
There's a lot of thugs in the industry, though.
Oh. I think she liked Romeo, but she still was
playing
hard to get with him.
Yeah.
That's very true, too. She is.
All right, well, the next comment we have is from Rakita Dobie. I'm going to read a couple of yours because you've been tuning in. And
up,
this
guys?
Is the finale,
hey,
too. So the first one, she said, Waka is too smart to be doing the stupid stuff that he does. She's right. Like,
very
how he
true.
Didn't communicate with Tammy and
yeah.
stuff. But I think he'd do some of that stuff sometimes just because. Because, for instance, oh, so when Tammy said that she... you would have got all this frustration. I got a lot of steam to get off. I think he does things just so, because he knows that, like, she has a way of, like, giving it back to him in a way that's not so, like,
he
serious.
He wants that makeup sex?
Exactly. See, I was trying to go around. She drove straight down the street.
Makeup right. sex, it can be good, but you don't want to
yes.
make your wife... mad happy
yes, you do.
Wife
Temporarily.
Happy life
you want to make
that's
her mad
the,
for like you want to make her mad for like 1 hour max
she's been mad for a couple days now. He flew to another city without telling her, had her sitting in the studio waiting for him. That's just
yeah
terrible.
I mean it's a little extra, but I mean it's I feel like he does it for the makeup sex. That's my point. All right, so next comment is from Saxton Heights. He said, I'm surprised that Ayana and Angela hadn't met before, since their father pretty much know each other, DJ Hurricane with the Beastie Boys and Rev Run from Run DMC. Interesting. I like
yeah.
how she had the emoji.
I feel like people keep their families separate from this life. You know what I mean?
I can see that.
Especially the old school people.
Yeah.
You know, like, I feel like the new age people, like, they're bringing their kids on stage. They're, you know, in the mix. Like,
yeah.
you know, Cardi B's probably bringing the little baby
culture.
Culture out on stage. But I feel like back in the day, those artists, Rev Run and them, they kept their private life separate.
It's not even just
yeah.
that. It's just that there wasn't much exposure as much as there is now with social media and everything. So everything's just out and open anyway. So it's
yeah.
like you might as well just embrace it or push the narrative yourself before social media gets to it anyways.
Yeah.
So I think it could be some of that. And finally, Rakita Dobie, since when does a boot camp for new and upcoming artists pay you to attend the boot camp? I guess.
Oh, she wants to get paid?
I guess,
probably.
Man.
How do you want to get paid, but you haven't garnered a crowd to watch you? We don't know your song, sweetie. I need to be like in the crowd, like waiting to hear your song, like I'm listening to Meg Thee Stallion. Like I'm ready to break my knees when I listen to Meg Thee Stallion. I'm not listening to Remarkable for that though.
A mess. I mean, keep those comments coming, y'all. Let us know down below. Of course, let us know some more comments too on iTunes. So before we get up out of here, let's do a very quick predictions. We know it's a season.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Yes, we know it's a season finale tonight, but we are coming back for the New York season that starts next week. So what should we expect for New York? Let's just speak about that. I mean, it's going to be Ja Rule, Fat Joe, Irv Gotti. I'm hoping to see Little Mama. She was supposed to be on there, so I'm hoping to see her. Baby Angela will probably sneak her little self up on there. You know, she executive producer of everybody. So I'm thinking she's going to at least show us a little bit more of her New York life. What about you, Ms. Combo P?
Oh, I definitely think Angela is going to make an appearance on there. Ja Rule, we're going to see just more about this Fry Festival that he, you know, that scandal.
Yes.
We're going to see more about that. And I feel like his family is getting the repercussions of that as well.
Yeah.
Maybe we might get some information about Ashanti, too. Because I love Ashanti.
I do love Ashanti.
And I know she was all involved in this Murder, Inc. stuff, so maybe we get a little appearance from Ashanti.
Okay. Honestly, I kind of share similar thoughts with her, so I really want to see a lot of Ja Rule. I'm excited, so to say, to see a lot of Ja Rule in this upcoming season, just for the fact that I don't really know too much of his story, personally, so I would love to just
you know,
50 like,
Cent,
and that's the thing.
Murdered him!
So that's the thing. So I know they're going to have like some type of petty 50 Cent moments sometime during the season, so I just want to see like what his relationship is with him, even though we kind of see what that is, but I want to just see it from his perspective.
Ooh, what if 50 Cent's son that he don't get along with from the first baby mama shows up on there?
Oh, no.
Ooh.
I don't know, man.
I'd be interested to see that. Let us know in those comments down below what you guys would want to see on the New York season. And make sure you tune in with us next Thursday when we take on New York.
Yes.
And if you're listening to us on iTunes, give us those 5 stars. Leave comments there. And we're also on Spotify, so make sure you check us out there. I'm one of your hosts here, Howard the Third. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Howard the Third. I also do a show on Sundays at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Black Hollywood Live called Back to Reality. Check me out there. This conversation piece, where can we find you?
You can follow me on Instagram at M-I-S-S Conversation Piece. Check me out there. I love taking pictures, and I love to see your comments. So check me out on there. I'm also loving Hip Hop Hollywood as well as Basketball Wives, so I would love to see you check me out there as well.
Hey, she's doing all the shows, and she really does like taking pictures, y'all. Believe it. And my name is Byron K. You can find me everywhere online at Hero from the 90s.
All right, and we'll see y'all next week. Bye.
Till next time.
Buzz. See you later.